in ancient Roman mythology. That name, by the way, won out over an alternative suggestion, Project Astronaut. The astronauts themselves came to be called astronauts following a long tradition begun with the Greeks. The legendary Greek Argonauts traveled far and wide in search of the Golden Fleece. Later, the word aeronauts was used for the pioneers of balloon flight. During Project Mercury, the United States got its first experience conducting manned space missions, and its first scientific and engineering knowledge of human beings in space. The project began with two suborbital flights, which made wide trajectories above Earth's surface, but didn't actually orbit. Later, there were four orbital flights in Project Mercury, with the last one in 1963. In each of these flights, each astronaut chose a name for his spacecraft, and every name chosen contained the word seven, honoring those first seven astronauts. First, there was Freedom 7, then Liberty Bell 7, and so on. Project Mercury fathered Project Gemini in the mid-60s, and later, Project Apollo, which placed the first men on the moon. For April 9th, that's star date. And for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, I'm Joel Block. This is the Longhorn Radio Network.
This is the voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Juhas. Eric Corley couldn't make it again this week. This week he's resting up, because tomorrow they're going to do a big raid on Fisher's Island. That's if the weather's okay. Even if the weather's not okay, they're going out there because, well, they're just troopers, I tell you that. We're going to have all sorts of interesting musics and things for you this evening for a couple of hours here, and some absurd things, some things you wouldn't ever think would fit together on a normal music program. But this is the voice of Long Island, and what can happen here is anyone's guess. And even I don't have any idea what's going to happen next thing. Oh, there's some music right now.
live on, not through time and space, not through the corridors. Rive on words on precious skin. Rive on, you left us infinity and well-pressed pages for the fish. Drive on with wild abandon, up-tempo, frenzy hue. Rive on, Walt Whitman, no sign of wet grass. Rive on, fill the senses on nature's bright, strange, shady path. Mr. Yates, rive on down through thy holy rosy cross, rive on down through theosophy and the golden dawn, rive on through the writing of a vision, rive on, rive on, rive on, rive on, rive on, rive on.
About 20 minutes past 12 o'clock here on 90.1 FM. This is the voice of Long Island. Half of it, at least, is here. Mike Uhas. Eric isn't here, but well, he's got some other things to do. We just heard a song from Van Morrison called Rave On, John Donne. And it's off his newest album. It's a very inspired album called The Inarticulate Speech of the Heart. Heard something from David Grisman, his Dog Jazz album. Actually, half of it's called Dog Jazz, and the other half is Dog Grass. That's his style of playing mandolin and such. Featuring the David Grisman Quartet and some special guests as well. Heard a song called Fumblebee, written by Daryl Anger. And we started with Borelli LaGreene, and something off of his album called 15. That's how old he is, too. He's 15 years old. Well, if you want to call us up and say hi or whatnot, let's just hope this doesn't happen to you.
2467901 has been changed.
Actually, that really wasn't queued up to the point where I wanted it to be. So we'll just have to either wait for that to queue up. Yeah, I could do that. I could read the USB Long Island weather for tonight. Periods of rain or drizzle. Patchy fog is likely. Low in the low to mid-40s, with winds becoming northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tomorrow, rain possibly heavy at times, becoming windy during the day, and northeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Highs in the upper 40s to low 50s, and tomorrow night, periods of rain which will be heavy at times, and windy. Rain. Sunday, occasional rain during the morning, and possibly some sunshine in the afternoon, but it'll stay windy. Right now, there are no warnings or advisories in effect for Long Island Sound, Long Island South Shore Bay Area. It's 11 degrees Celsius here in Stony Brook. Call that an even 52 Fahrenheit. Let's see if we can get our dial tone here.
The number you have reached, 2467901, has been changed. The new number is being checked for trouble. Please make a note of it. 2467901 has been changed to a non-published number. Please try your call again later, and an operator will answer.
This little thing was from Suzanne Ciani, and the last cut on her album called Seven Waves, and that's the seventh wave, Deep in the Sea. Just before that, we heard four tunes off the latest Kitaro album called Tun Huang. They were Lord of the Wind, Fata Morgana, Sacred Journey 1, and Lord of the Sand. They all were, like, in that order on the album, and we went straight into Suzanne Ciani. Actually, we started with Kilimanjaro right after the thing with the telephone there that we still haven't fixed. But if you want to call up, the number is 246-7901, and we're in area code 516. In case you have a musical suggestion or something like that, something that you feel might be minimalist enough to play. Now, actually, not that these two last three few things were minimalist in any way, but Steve Reich is a minimalist, and, you know, Philip Glass is another one, and, well, there's a whole slew of them, but I don't know. I don't know if I could handle being called a minimalist, but, well, they all are. Steve Reich certainly is.
Oh,
Steve Reich, and side one, that's parts one and two of his Tehillim album. It's 10 minutes past one, and your dial is set at 90.1 in FM stereo, WUSB Stony Brook. Mike Uhas here, as half of the voice of Long Island, continues. Just before Steve Reich, the last set, played something from Suzanne Ciani, rather mellow thing. And, she can get pretty raucous, too, I suppose.
Hi. This is a great party. It really is. I'm so glad I could come. We don't get together enough, really. Look at all these cute people. Oh my goodness. She's a good dancer. Is there anything to drink here? Thank you. Thank you, that was great. Thank you. dance party. Me too. You too. All of us. Oh wow. I like that sound. Sounds so good. Come on. Let's have a good time. Just do whatever you want. Come on. That's more like it. That's it, that's it. Not bad. You like that, huh? Yeah. Great. Hey, let's go. Come on, let's get this. This is it.
Party time. Party time.
Yeah. Let's go.
Party time.
Woo! Take me. Everyone's fine. We are having fun. And everyone's fine. Woo! Come on, baby. Come on. Woo! 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 Woo
good evening to you all. Welcome to Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Slip me a little crimson, Jimson. Give me the lowdown, Brown. I want the scoop, Betty Boop. I'm on my way into town. Curse ever had a...
Fuck that.
Thank you, Honor, for opening the program for us. I'm so goddamn horny, the crack of dawn better be careful around me, boy. Yeah. I want to pull on your coat about something here tonight. Yeah. Little news I like to throw your direction. I used to know a girl. Yeah, it was a hubba hubba and ding, ding, ding. I said, baby, you got everything. A week later, it was a hubba hubba and ding, ding, dong. Baby, it sure didn't last too long. I know things are tough all over. They ain't getting any better. But I was moved. Kind of scribble a little bit of a kind of an emotional weather forecast for you this evening. What I'm talking about is, well, you know, I've been playing nightclubs and staying out all night long, coming home late, gone for 3 months, come back, and everything in your refrigerator turns into a science project. You get designs on a waitress, you know. She got 3 or 4 kids. She's sorting out her checks and she's counting out her change. You say, hey, baby, heat me up a bear claw on the radar range. Well, then it gets real cold. What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall. Chance of showers into the afternoon with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around that corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerted, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. But there was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. Covering the eastern portion of a small suburban community with a 1034 millibar high pressure zone and a weak pressure ridge extending from my eyes down to my cheeks. Since you left me, baby, put the vice grips on my mental health. Well, the extended outlook for an indefinite period of time till you come back to me, baby. High tonight, low tomorrow, and precipitation is expected. now back to 11 o'clock blues. Dr. George Fishbang ain't got nothing on me. About time I took you on an improvisational adventure into the bowels of the metropolitan region. Looks like a bona fide, high voltage, decked out in full regalia, Angelino audience, driving in Subarus, Pintos, Malibus, Oldsmobiles, from small suburban community. Kind of about 2:30 in the morning. You've been standing on the corner of 5th and Vermouth, and you climb in at the helm of a 1958 monkey shit brown Buick Super, and you're on your way home. A luxury automobile. Bought it. Dollar bills, easy autos for next to nothing. You're cruising along, everything's going fine. Put a little smooth music on the stereo. Light up an old gold, save the coupon. Gotta think in terms of that patio furniture and that Toro mower, man. Yeah. You're on the Santa Monica Freeway, headed in an easterly direction. You just pass the La Cienega turnoff and you run into a cold fog bank. It was all upon a Friday night, an abandoned road. In a twilight, never round. No indication of any kind of service station. Or an all-night ground. I was misinformed. I was misdirected. 'Cause the interchange never intersected. Leaving me my room beneath a bloodshot moon, out upon a foggy night, foggy night, out upon a foggy night. It was kind of an abandoned road, blurred, brocade collage. That road motel, I can't really tell. You gotta tell me, is that a vacancy lot? There's no consolation. What kind of situation to be aimlessly askew amidst a pile of blue? Oh, telltale lies. Just like a spell you spin, this precarious pandemonium. Rosalind, I'm stranded all upon a foggy night. like a sweepstakes ticket for a Broadway arcade. Heads you win, tails I lose. I'm rambling, I'm gambling. All up on a foggy night, a foggy night, a foggy night, a foggy night. You got the vice grips on my personality. It's all up on a foggy night, all up on a foggy night, all up on a foggy night. All upon a foggy night. All upon a foggy
And she searched in the dust of the distance today, looking for her drifter through her wanting haze, knowing he could come tomorrow, be persuaded to stay, appearing in an instant just to vanish with no trace. Well, his thoughts of me are driving, but will he lose his way? Do I love him like I do and tell me why I wait? Is it just that lost and lonely sweet sadness in his face? Though I know it's the hills and no one loves me quite his way. You could spend a lifetime to buy your freedom. Smoke your cigarettes and puff your life away. Drink yourself to death before any reason. Take you for what you are,
my love won't fade away.
Take you for what you are,
my love won't fade away.
Staring out the kitchen window, her beauty it is framed with anticipation haunting her, her memories are vague. And there he is, she sees the dust, his wheels are moving fast. She thanks her stars for bringing him and prays not to last. He climbs the steps of freedom, his feet dragging towards the door. His knees been long, he's weary, but she's worth waking for. The door swings open, there he is, he sees the tears of fear. I miss you, baby, says to her, don't let me go no more. You can spend a lifetime to buy your freedom. Smoke your cigarettes and puff your life away. Drink yourself to death for any reason. Take you for what you are,
my love won't fade away.
Take you for what you are,
my love won't fade away.
She turns to hold him close to her, but finds the empty space.
My love,
to the board, she cries, I love you, you told me you would stay.
Mangione there, or actually Esther Satterfield on the vocals. That's off of Chuck's album Chase the Clouds Away, and it's a song called Soft. Whole bunch of music. Where do we start with? We started with Suzanne E. Chiani with Steve Goes to a Party. That's her raucous side, and we heard something from Jean-Michel Jarre from, I believe, his Oxygen album, and from Incantation. Have an EP, and Oops. What exactly did we hear? Winds on the mountain. Yeah. And we went down to the Texas-Mexico area, the Tex-Mex, with Border Bash, Los Poqueros de Bentevera King. Mm-hmm. And we heard Nada Enchilada. That's what it was. Makes me hungry for some Mexican food myself. And from Wallace Cheese Reed, the album Cajun House Party, with Mark Savoy and other friends, I heard Bayou Pom Pom. Tom Waits, we heard the emotional weather forecast and that sort of thing on a foggy night. From Guthrie Thomas, he has a new album called As Yet Untitled, and a song called... I don't remember what we played, but one of those things. Yes, I do remember. It was My Love Won't Fade Away. And finally, Chuck Mangione. News time. Thousands of Democrats are converging on Western Massachusetts. They'll attend the state's Democratic Convention in Springfield Saturday, where they will hear all six Democrats who've declared themselves candidates for president. The 4,000 delegates will then participate in a non-binding presidential preference poll. State Democratic Party Chairman Chester Adkins says it's possible that none of the six candidates will get the most votes in the straw poll. That's because the delegates will also be allowed to abstain or vote for the issue of jobs instead. Chicago's Democratic candidate for mayor is accusing bodyguards of incumbent Mayor Jane Byrne of taking part in a smear campaign against him. Harold Washington said in a TV interview on WMAQ that the leaflets falsely alleging that he'd been arrested for child molesting have been traced to Byrne's office. Byrne is vacationing in California and could not be reached for comment. Washington's charges came as his aides say they've traced the leaflets to a supporter of his opponent, Republican Bernard Epton. Epton has denied involvement in calling the leaflets vile. The crew of the Challenger had turned in for the night, but were awakened shortly after an alarm sounded, indicating that one of the five computers had failed. But Mission Control told the space travelers to go back to sleep, saying that they would study the problem. Only one computer is needed to fly the shuttle. Officials predict good weather. And 250,000 spectators will be present for the Air Force for the shuttle's landing at 1:30 p.m. Make that 1:53 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday at Edwards Air Force Base in California. More bad weather is forecast for areas of the South. Thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Mississippi's governor has declared an emergency in that entire state, and Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency in 16 parishes. At least 10 people have been killed, and damage is estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Residents near Hawaii's Kilauea volcano were given until nightfall to evacuate their homes. Hot lava is reported moving towards a rural subdivision. A federal appeals court in New Orleans has lifted a ban on the use of formaldehyde as insulation. The court ruled that the Consumer Product Safety Commission based its findings that formaldehyde may increase the risk of cancer on faulty evidence. But the court also stated that the complaints against the substance do identify a real problem. About 500,000 American homes are insulated with formaldehyde. Restriction on asbestos, another substance used for insulation, will be tightened, according to the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. OSHA plans to step up its action to place further restrictions on worker exposure to asbestos, a suspected cause of cancer and lung disease. Well, people looking to the top of the Empire State Building, hoping to see a replica of King Kong standing on the roof, were once again disappointed. The rain combined with a couple of tears in the plastic skin of King Kong kept the big ape grounded for another day. Promoters now say they hope to have Kong on top of the Empire State Building by the end of the weekend. The publicity stunt is to mark the 50th anniversary of the 1933 film King Kong. However, anchoring the 3,000-pound inflatable copy of the giant ape standing 84 feet tall to the top of the 102-story skyscraper is easier said than done. Problems with the rigging thwarted Thursday's initial attempt to put King Kong atop the building, and heavy rains hindered yesterday's efforts. Mm-hmm. Spokesman Dan Wolfson says the only damage to Kong is an insignificant 6-inch slit in his chest and a minor tear on one shoulder. The holes are not big enough, he says, to prevent the big ape from being inflated. I heard somewhere that King Kong was leaking all over the place, taking a leak in New York City. If I had a 6-inch slit in my chest, I'd probably be in a bad way. But then again, I'm not quite 84 feet tall. USB Long Island weather for tonight. Periods of rain and drizzle, patchy fog lately. Lows in the low to mid-40s, winds becoming northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain possibly heavy at times, becoming windy during the day. Northeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, high in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow night, periods of rain which will be heavy at times, windy, lows in the upper 30s. Sunday, occasional rain during the morning, a possibility of some sunshine during the afternoon, remaining windy, highs in the 40s. It's the end of the Voice of Long Island, Mike Juhas saying goodbye. This is WUSB Stony Brook. We will be back, or at least Eric will be, next week at 12 o'clock. Stay tuned, because John Court's coming up shortly.
At 8 a.m. out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends, that's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the local, no. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I go home. I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night, freed themselves from drunken stacks. Having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday.
on court, and I'll be with you till about 4 o'clock. It's on WUSB in Stony Brook, 90.1 FM. I'm going to play various music songs and whatever. I'm going to start with something slow and then work up the fast things because